Good morning. Welcome to the conference call of the quarter of 2011. Please note that this conference call is being held in Portuguese only, with simultaneous translation into English. At this time, all participants will be in listen-only mode, and later we will start a Q&A session when further instructions for participation will be provided. Should you need any assistance during the conference call, please request the help of an operator by pressing star zero. You should be reminded that this conference call is being recorded and a replay facility will be available at the website ri.grendene.com.br. Here with us, we have Grendene's leading executive officers, who will also be available to answer any questions you may have. Mr. Rudimar Dall'Onder, Industrial and Commercial Director, Francisco Schmidt, Investor Relations Director, Edson Matsuo, Product Development, Magno Kleber Freitas, Exports, Gelson Luiz Rostirola, Financial Director and Controller, Luiz Antonio Moroni, Sales, Marcius Dalbó, Marketing, and Paulo Pedó Filho, Melissa Division. We would like to inform you that the press release of the third quarter of 2011 is available at ri.grendene.com.br in both English and Portuguese. Before proceeding, we would like to clarify that any statements made during this conference call about the operation and financial outlook of the company's businesses are mere forecasts based on the expectations of the company's management about the future. These are forward-looking statements that highly depend on market conditions, on the overall economic performance of the country, on the industry, and on international markets. Now, I'll turn the call over to Mr. Schmidt, Grendene's Investor Relations Officer. Please, Mr. Schmidt, you may go on. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us in one more conference call of Grendene to release the results of the third quarter of 2011, as well as the company's outlook for the future. As you may know, we released yesterday the information regarding this period after market closure in our press release that is already available on the company's investor relations website. I'm going to be brief in my comments, just highlighting the most relevant aspects in our view, and some comments on the performance of the third quarter of 2011, the financial economic aspects, and Grendene's outlook for the future. And we are going to leave more time for questions and answers. Before we start comments on our performance per se, I would like to talk about dividends. Based on the balance calculated on September the 30th and maintaining the policy of quarterly anticipation of dividends and new payouts, deducting the anticipations of the first and second quarter, the company will pay 60,444,720 reais to be paid as of November the 30th, 2011. Those that are going to receive the payout are those shareholders that hold common shares, GRND3, enrolled in the company's records until November 17th. This is the cutoff date. In this manner, Grendene shares will be negotiated ex-dividend as of November 18, 2011 at BMF Bovespa. Grendene is maintaining for 9 years in a row leadership in the Brazilian exports of shoes, with a share of 36.7% in the exports held in the third quarter of 2011, according to IPSEC. As regards the performance of the company per se, the results attained in the third quarter of 2011 are within our expectations. As we mentioned in the end of the second quarter, the market continued going down with the intensive competitiveness between shoe manufacturers by a lower demand along the year. In this more recessive scenario that has been a characteristic of the year of 2011 as of March, we had a drop in our gross revenues of 5.8% and in the volume of pairs of 2.4% in the third quarter of 2011 compared to the third quarter of 2010. These drops were lower than those that we have seen, that we saw in the first half of 2011. When we compare the third quarter of 2011 with the third quarter of 2010, we have to take into consideration the expressive difference in the economic situation of each period. While in the third quarter of 2010, the Brazilian economy was in accelerated expansion, with the GDP growing between 7% and 8% on an annual basis, and the government taking measures to expand the economic activity in an election period, in the same period of 2011, the company is facing a strong deceleration, with the GDP growing very close to zero in the quarter, and the international scenario is considerably more deteriorated. In the third quarter of last year, Grendene had very good results that we knew would be very hard to be reproduced this year. However, when we assess the 9 months of 2011, we see a better gross margin, 40.8% year to date, versus 37.7% in the first 9 months of 2010, EBIT 18.6% lower and net income 3.1% lower, with net margin a bit higher, 18.8% in the 9 months of this year against 17% in the 9 months of 2010. These results were attained with a reduction of 17.2% in the volume of pairs, 12.4% in gross revenues, and average prices higher by 5.8%, all regarding the 9 months of 2011 compared to the same period of 2010. In our assessment, Grendene's performance has been very good in the year, since despite all difficulties in the economy, we are meeting a demand of a cost per a cost of pairs sold 17% lower than the same period before, a drop that is 4.6 percentage points higher than the drop of 12.4% observed in gross revenues. As we have been emphasizing since the end of 2010, our level of operating efficiency is higher than in previous years. In the third quarter of 2011, we again grew in the external market, 5.6% in gross revenues in Brazilian reals, 12.7% in gross revenues in dollars, and 1.1% in volume, even with the increase of prices of 4.5% in Brazil reals and 11.5% in U.S. dollars. We would like to remind you that in the third quarter of 2010, we had already adopted prices that were higher, and, as we anticipated, that would provoke a drop in volumes and revenues of exports for 2011. Despite the devaluation of the Brazilian real compared to the dollar in the end of the quarter, reaching the rate of 1.8544 per dollar on September the 30th, the average exchange rate in the third quarter of 2011 was below, that is, with the Brazilian real stronger, than the rate seen in the third quarter of 2010. This year, we had an average exchange rate of 1.64 reals per dollar, and in the last year, it was 1.75 reals per dollar on average in the quarter, therefore provoking a negative impact of 5 million Brazilian reals in the conversion of export dollars into Brazilian reals, in that the gross revenues of the external market grew by 4.9% before considering the exchange variation, and 5.8% after taking this effect into consideration. This unfavorable scenario of the exchange rate, according to our expectations, should continue, and we are going to have even a higher volatility in exchange rates. In the first 9 months of 2011, according to SESAC, Brazil exported 82 million pairs, 24.7% below that number of 2010. And we imported 26.9 million pairs, 17.5% higher than the same period of 2010. That is, Brazil exported 27 million pairs less and imported 4 million pairs more than the same period last year. It is reasonable to believe that the capacity of manufacturers that failed to be exported is added to the volume imported in the competition for domestic consumers, which in this period added an offer of approximately 31 million pairs in the domestic market, which is retracted with consumption going down in the period. In the period of 9 months, Grendene sold 20.7 million pairs less than the same period of 2010, 11 million pairs less in the foreign market, and 9.7 million less in the domestic market. In the future, we believe that we should show more modest rates of growth in exports than those observed in recent years, decreasing the share of export revenues in total gross revenues. In our assessment, the demand for shoes is keeping the deceleration already observed in the first half of 2011. And although in the year-to-date numbers we believe we have lost market share, in the third quarter of 2011 we stopped going down and even recovered a bit of the share lost in the first half of the year. We can only have a more precise idea after we disclose the market number, after the market numbers are disclosed. The results attained, if confirmed with regard to market share in the third quarter, indicates that the corrections made are yielding the expected results. We are going to continue our efforts to gain operational efficiency and have a better suitability in the product portfolio to the present moment.
Even though consumption in Brazil, especially in terms of shoes, dropped in 2011, the consumption drivers for the domestic markets are still playing, such as increase of the salary mass, the accession of classes D and C, and the growth creation of formal jobs, even though at smaller rates. In spite the action of monetary authorities in fighting the inflation and international crisis caused a strong impact in demand, we believe that in the medium term, the trend for increase in consumption will continue. Even in a negative scenario, Grendene generated 183.9 million in net profit in the first 9 months of 2011, 3.1% smaller than the same period in 2010, and it also announced dividends of 132.3 million, a payout of 74.9% after constitution of the legal reserve, amount which is 87.4% greater than the dividends announced in the same period for 2010, which were 70.6 million reais, thereby showing its confidence in the future. With 942.3 million of net cash in September 30th, great capacity for production, and a recognized capacity to launch new products that translate the desires of consumers, strong international presence, and excellence in operation, Grendene is well positioned to adapt any economic scenario, taking the opportunities that the market presents to consolidate its position of leadership. The operational activities generated a cash flow of 253 million in the first 9 months of 2011, and availabilities totaled 1.1 billion reals on September 30, 2011. Even though the results in 2011 may be below our initial expectations and probably worse than those of 2010, and the current economic scenario of smaller consumption may extend until the middle of 2012, the management of the company keeps a prudent optimism with the outlook for growth in the domestic market of shoes, supported on improvement of income of the population, investments already planned for the country in the coming years, and international sports events that will take place in Brazil in the near future, as well as in the widely demonstrated capacity of the company to react to unfavorable scenarios. Internally, we are going to keep our focus on the strengthening of our brand, on operational excellence, and on gaining market share. Based on these expectations, Grendene is ready for growth and is confident that it will reach the target for its five-year period from 2011 to 2013 that we announced. And just to remind you, this will be a growth of the gross revenue between 8 and 12%, and the CAGR 5 years from 2011 to 2015, and also the growth in the gross revenue at a CAGR between 12 and 15% in the same period of 5 years. We understand that in that period, obviously, we may have a higher growth than those rates or a smaller, as probably the year of 2011. But on average, we want to keep those numbers. Thank you all very much, and now we may start our Q&A session. Ladies and gentlemen, we can now start our questions and answers session. To ask a question, please press star 1. To take a question from the list, please press star 2. Excuse me, our first question comes from Mr. Gustavo Barreto. Good morning. I have a question about the drop on average prices in the domestic market, a drop of 4.2%. My question is, did this price go down because of a clear strategy of the company to recover market share or any other reason? Thank you, Gustavo, for your question. Yeah, it was basically a matter of product mix. We sold cheaper products of a smaller value added in a domestic market. Of course, the fierce competition that we are faced with in the market sometimes drive us to have opportunistic actions to give a discount here or there. But we do not have any policy of changing our price schedule. In reality, we have the same policy that we were using last year, and variations are due to mix or some specific short-term strategy or something of that nature. Thank you. Excuse me, just to remind you, if you want to ask a question, please press star 1. Once again, if you want to ask a question, please press star 1. Our next question by Mr. Pablo Atala, private investor. Good morning. In your perception, what's the risk of an increase in shoe imports at prices that will cause you problems? Well, shoe import that grew and that we noted along these 9 months, and as I said, it was a growth of 4 million pairs. with the unfavorable exchange rate, I think it will continue. We do not believe that this level will increase considerably for many different reasons. And then I need to explain my answer to you. Well, first of all, most of shoe imports in Brazil, they are not direct competitors of Grendene. If you note and if you look at the list of imports and the tax classification, in the same tax classification as Grendene, imports is practically zero. What we import very much in Brazil is sports shoes and so on. Of course, higher imports always affect, even if indirectly. Just to give you an example, if a given global leader of sneakers sell very cheap sneakers, they will start competing with flip-flops. But this is not most of the volume, the main focus. On the side of the exchange rate, the worst in our assessment is already behind. We are past it. When the Brazilian foreign exchange rate, when the real was the most value, with the Chinese exchange rate the most devalued, I don't think we are going to go back to that moment, even though the Brazilian exchange rate is very much likely to appreciate, to have a stronger real, while the Chinese currency is also getting stronger because the Chinese currency was frozen and Brazil was appreciating, and I think that is past. So the activity of exporting does not really concern us. What we see today in the domestic market is consumers being more careful organizing their personal finances, paying their debts and everything. And this is a picture of Brazil this year in our assessment. Thank you very much.
Once again, to ask a question, just press star one. We will now close the Q&A session. I would like to turn it over to Mr. Schmidt for his final remarks. Well, our business model has been showing to be robust and successful along the years. With this release of earnings we completed since our IPO in the first quarter of 2024, 29 quarters in a row with profit. We already stated R866 million of dividends to shareholders, which is equivalent to 2.88 per share. We already delivered 1.08 billion pairs to our customers since the IPO, 782.3 million in the domestic market and 293.2 million in the foreign market. Grendene has been for many years absolute leader of Brazilian exports of shoes, accounting for 36.1% of the total shoes exported in Brazil in the past nine months. In view of the results, Grendene should continue performing its strategy along the years, perfecting its business models, making all tactic necessary adjustments according to the economic scenario, but basically keeping the essence of the strategy that has been adopted in recent years. Getting closer to our end customers will be the focus of our strategy to strengthen our brands. The objective is to gain scale, growing with solidity and sustainability, both in the domestic and foreign markets, especially paying attention to maintaining margins and gaining market share. Once again, I would like to thank you all very much. Grendene's conference call is now closed. We thank you for joining us. Have a good day, and thank you for using Chorus Call.